What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Valdez on the mound last night. Not great. Wouldn't say he was great, but you know, you gotta take the peaks and valleys with the Frommer experience. I feel like as Astros observers, fans, media, we come to expect this.
Yeah,
come to learn this.
That was his career in one outing. Like, hey, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh wow, 4-run inning. Yeah. Oh no, he's pretty good. Like it's back and forth.
You could call it the quintessential Frommer Valdez experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Was he good?
Yeah.
Kind of. Mostly.
My biggest thing with Frommer, and this is the issue, is that I just don't find him trustworthy. He's got all the ability in the world. Talented as hell.
Yeah.
Accomplished, you know, World Series pitcher. He's done a lot. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm bleeping on Frommer, but the dude this year just does not feel trustworthy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to feel that way until he gives me a reason to trust him more. So that's part of the story from last night. But I'll give you another one for me, Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give some love to Joe Espada.
Oh, no, he did the right thing.
Dude, we were critical of him early on in the season.
Yeah.
And really just the Astros themselves just felt like they were overwhelmed. Not just Joe, but the team overall.
And they'd been kind of scuffling.
Well, yeah, and because they were scuffling, it just felt like they were in over their head.
Yeah.
And Joe Espada, as the manager, unfortunately for him, is kind of the face of it.
Yeah.
You know, he's included in it, but he's not necessarily all of it.
Yeah.
But he had to be the face of it and wear it for so long. Last night, pinch hitting Mauricio Dubon for John Singleton. And Mauricio Dubon promptly going out there.
Makes them change pitchers.
Yes.
Makes them go from lefty to righty.
Makes them go from lefty to righty, and then it not mattering.
Yeah.
Because Doobie was ready to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that to me was the highlight of the game. I mean, obviously it wins them the game, but Joe Espada pushing the right buttons in a game that we're not going to say they had to win, but we would have been pretty down today if they had gone out there. Yeah, four in a row and a sweep at home.
Yeah.
Not a good look. So, so credit to the Astros for salvaging this, specifically Joe Espada's decision and the Doobie hit at the end.
Yeah, I would call that an all's well that ends well kind of game.
Sure.
You know, it was like, that 4-run inning was not exactly ideal. The Pirates are a good squad, and I think they're going to be around for a little bit. And then you've got Joe Espada, who has consistently gone to his bench, as you hear Adam Spillane often say, and did it in the right moment, got the hit, they win, etc. And so, it was a kind of an all's well that ends well win.
You don't trust Frommer either, do you?
I don't.
I'm not crazy for this.
No, I don't think he's bad, but I don't trust
him. No, he's
him.
Not bad. He's excellent.
Yeah,
I don't
trust him.
He is. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Like, if he was just bad, well, we would know. Yeah, obviously we wouldn't trust him, but we wouldn't even have the conversation. We'd just be like, man, hopefully we get through that.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that he can show you brilliance. He can show you these flashes, but also you know what the experience is about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that I'm wrong for that, but hey, you're going to have to ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trust or no trust, you're going to have to ride or die.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have a lot of choices.
What about the actual news of the day for the Astros before we even got to the game?
Mm-hmm.
Rafael Montero. Like, can we RIP now? Can we RIP now the 2023 offseason?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the offseason in which they operate without a general manager. The offseason going into the 2023 season, where they don't bring back their general manager, James Click. They operate for 6 weeks, almost 2 months, however long it was, without a general manager, with essentially Jim Crane and friends sort of running the show, in which time they signed Jose Abreu.
Yeah.
2 or 3 year deal, paying him close to $20 million a year. And then they signed Rafael Montero.
Yeah.
2 or 3 year deal, paying him $11.5 million a year. Neither guy on the team anymore.
Rafael Montero, DFA'd, which is a baseball nice way of saying cut.
Yes.
You know, released. But you mentioned we can't trust Framber Valdez. Here's the bigger question, and I think this is the most important one.
Uh-oh.
Can Jim Crane trust Jeff Bagwell? Like or Reggie Jackson? Because, like, what really, you know, matters to these guys, these owners? You're costing me money, man. Like, I know they got a bleep ton of money, but look at the money that he burned on Jose Abreu. Look at the money that he burned on Rafael Montero. When Jeff Bagwell and Reggie Jackson, especially it seems like Jeff Bagwell, were making the calls. That speaks the Jim Crane language. That, you know, he understands, okay, you're costing me money now.
So you asked a different question than the one I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
You said, can Jim Crane trust Jeff Bagwell and Reggie Jackson? I thought you were going to ask if we could trust Jim Crane, the best owner in Houston sports, because I feel like it's a legitimate question.
Oh, sure.
Even though both things are true. Like, mm-hmm. there's an issue here, and he's the best owner in Houston sports history. Like, how do we reconcile that?
Yeah.
Like, the best with, and I think it's a similar question for Jim.
Mm-hmm.
With the one that you posed.
You know how you get my attention? You waste a lot of my money.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, you waste a lot of my money.
How would y'all handle that?
Yeah. If, shout out to my kids.
But this is. See, but those are your kids.
Yeah.
I expect to throw away a lot of money on my kids. Yeah. I was just literally having this conversation with my mother this morning about.
Yeah.
Oh, just all kind of stuff. All kind of money wasted on these three children, especially having two girls.
Yeah.
But.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you feel if your closest confidants in this context, like the people that you trust the most, and we understand why, like, mm-hmm. before these deals happen, before the disaster that is Jose Abreu, before the disaster that is Rafael Montero, you could understand why Jim Crane would create a brain trust, you know, about baseball that includes Jeff Bagwell, Reggie Jackson, Craig Biggio, you're like Enos Cabell. You're like, okay, yeah, no, those are some heavy hitters. Those are some real baseball dudes.
Yeah.
How would you reconcile that? How would you feel if this trusted circle of experts led you astray in this way? Like,
flat out, I'm telling you, I would start to question if I can ever trust them. You know, you can talk about the back of their baseball cards all you want, and your affection for them, your love for them, which I do. I think I've often said Jeff Bagwell's my favorite Astro, even though there's better ones now in Jose Altuve, but he's still my favorite Astro.
Agreed. Same, by the way.
But you look at the backs of their baseball cards, what it doesn't say on the backs of their baseball cards is general manager. It doesn't say anything about they've been personnel guys. Like, they know how this works. And so that's why if I'm Jim Crane, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to trust you anymore. I may have to trust either myself, which often can be the case, or Dana Brown. Speaking of Dana Brown, like, this kind of drove me crazy. It's like one of those low-key things that just kind of drove me nuts. We know the Astros lie a lot. You know, they bend the truth. We know they say a bunch of stuff that is, you know, they're looking you straight in the face, and you know that's not going to be the case. So they DFA'd Rafael Montero. And then he sat there and took questions. Well, let's hear it first.
Hope and vision that he would accept the assignment and go to AAA and try to regain the status that he had, you know, in 2022. You know, Montero's been really good for this organization. He's got a lot of family in this clubhouse and friends, and a big part of it is that we hope that he goes down to AAA and kind of refines himself and get back to that status of being really good. So, I mean, with that said, I'll take any questions you guys may have.
Just to clarify, has he accepted the assignment to AAA?
No, I mean, he said he was going to talk to his wife and he's going to talk to his agent, but he was very open and optimistic. And, the conversation was great. And he, you know, he talked about how much fun and how much family he feels like he has here. And so we feel optimistic that he's probably going to accept it.
All right, that's good, Chris. Yeah, cool. Cool story. Yeah, hey, Rafa. We're going to go ahead and release you, but hope you go to AAA. By the way, you got to clear waivers.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to take a flyer on him and take that assignment.
How about the fact that the money is still in the bank?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what if they come in here and say,
you can, what, 11 and a half a year?
Hey, B. Scott, look, man, we're going to pay you the same. We don't want you on 16 anymore. We want you to go do radio and we want you to do something with our station in Beaumont.
Yeah.
Or like, you know what I mean? Like a lesser thing.
Yeah.
But you're going to get paid the same no matter what you do.
Oh, I am?
I'm going to say, you know what? Let me go talk to my
family
about this.
I'm very optimistic, by the way.
Then,
let me think about it.
And then I leave you on red. Like forever. Forever. The money is in the bank. What the hell is he talking about?
If he takes it, kudos to him. But I don't see that happening. I think someone's going to take him on waivers or he's going to say, peace. Peace.
Dude.
Yeah.
You know what split screen I want or would have liked? I guess I can't get it now. I would have liked a split screen on any time you heard that back of the baseball card nonsense from either Bagwell or I think a spotter threw it out there once.
Yeah, he did.
If I could get the split screen of that and like Jeff Luhnow, you know, like Jeff Luhnow, who understood and really just that whole regime understood the value of the analytics and how it just, like, the information goes so far beyond the back of the damn baseball card.
Yeah.
And how, like, basic of a statement that is. I wish I could have seen their faces. You know, just the whole Luhnow regime. Just him and his guys and his folks in a room, like, analytically driven, smart as a whip. You know, changed the game in a lot of ways and how teams, like, actually do these things. And they hear a legend up there talking about the back of a baseball
card.
Come
on, man.
It's like, bro.
Come on.
Come on, bro. This is not how we gather information.
Hey, you know
these
who's starting
days.
Tomorrow, don't you?
Hey, let me ask y'all this.
Yeah, your guy.
Do y'all think the Kikuchi's going to be good tomorrow night?
Yo, it's going to be good.
It's the Rays.
The Rays are decent.
They're all right.
They're all right. So you say Kikuchi. Do I think the Kikuchi's going to be good tomorrow night?
Like when we come in here tomorrow, or I should say when we come in here next week, are we going to be like, man,
that was some good Kikuchi.
That was some good Kikuchi on Friday night.
Yeah.
Are we?
I don't know if there's any bad.
Lopez has lived a good life, bro. Lopez has lived a good life because I can tell you for sure.
Yeah, that there is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, there he is for sure.
Let me tell you something about Yusei Kikuchi starting tomorrow night. It's just an observation. It's not that meaningful, but it's just an observation. None of this is his fault. I mean, I feel bad for the dude. Little mini confession here. I feel bad for him because it's Dana Brown. It's what they gave up. It's like not exactly what we were anticipating. None of it is his fault. Nevertheless, I'd kind of want to make my first start on the road. I'd kind of want to just to like establish yourself.
Well, especially if you pitch at Minute Maid Park.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
On a Friday, too.
On a Friday.
Ugh.
There will be fireworks.
Fireworks.
One way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll see if the Kikuchi's the reason why.
Yeah.
We'll see if the Kikuchi brings fireworks.
Yeah.
It will be fun.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.